Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the idea of tapping into a higher frequency in order to change your thinking, bring into your life what it is that you want. And the reason that I'm covering this one today is I just came back from an event in Canada, and I was getting a lot of questions around this. I decided that I was going to do something that explained this a little deeper and maybe from a little bit of a different perspective as far as how do you – because most people call this raising your vibration in order to attract things into your life. And I think that when you just – if you just say, I'm going to raise my vibration to attract something different into my life – there's connotations to that that they go through a person's mind where they kind of link this up wrong and they're not really even thinking about it correctly in order to do that. They're really coming from this place of like, well, if I just think good thoughts, then, you know, good things are going to happen in my life. And we know that that is absolutely not the case. So let's look at it from this perspective. Like the ancient Hermetics used to say something called as above, so below. And the idea is that nothing that is manifested in physical form can exist without being in an etheric form or in a knowledge form, which is a non-form, prior. They're absolutely connected. Everything in the physical existed in an idea or in raw potential in the universe to begin with. When we're growing up, though, as kids, we're basically taught the opposite of how to go from above to below, which is knowledge from above, bringing it below into us, and then from inside of us, outside of us, in a manifestation. Excuse me. So the way we're taught is this. We're looking at a result in our life, whatever the result is. It could be your environment. It could be a circumstance or a situation that shows up in your life. And you're basically, you're deciding, is that something that you like or you don't like? Is it something that maybe you're being told to change by someone else, something that you have to do in your life? And a lot of it is attached to survival for people. So that means that every day people have to be working in order to earn money so that they can have access to resources, and those resources allow them to survive in their life and maybe thrive a little bit to move their life forward. But a lot of that is coming from an outside perspective, things that they see. Then they turn those things into wants, and those wants become desires. And then a person starts thinking to themselves, well, what do I need to do outside of myself in order to change my situation that will allow me to bring those things into my life? So if that person begins to move to a place where they really want to create success in their life, they really want to have control over their future, they start learning from different places that they need to start thinking differently. And one of the things they're taught is like a quasi version of the law of vibration, which is change your vibration and you will change your life. So let me explain what's actually going on here. One of the first things that we need to understand is that knowledge exists on frequencies. Just like a very parallel to, in for your understanding, like a radio frequency, and which means that you can be in a room. The room that you're in right now probably has, you know, 20, 40, 50 different radio stations that are broadcasting in the room that you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me from. But you're not going to hear them unless you actually have a radio in that room and you tune that radio into a specific frequency of whatever desired result that you want to listen to. So If you're in, say, Chicago and you want to listen to the rock station in Chicago, you might dial into WLUP, which is, I think it's FM 98.5 or something, the Loop in Chicago, and you would get the rock and roll station. If you wanted to listen to talk radio, you might dial into WLS in Chicago, and I think that's AM 89, right? So that's even on a different band. You got a frequency and then a different band to broadcast on a different band, and you would be listening to talk radio. And then you've got weather, and you've got religion, and you've got sports. You've got various different talk stations. You got jazz and rock and blues and country and classical, like, and all these different stations playing completely different things, and they're broadcast on a frequency that is just slightly above or below whatever frequency you would currently be listening to. So if you wanted to change it, we know we got to change the frequency. We have got to dial above or we got to dial below. Most people don't realize that thinking operates very much the same way, that if we control the way that we think, we're actually tapping into a different frequency of thought, either above or below where we are. And the information that already exists in the universe, we begin to attract it, just like the frequency of a radio, and our brain is actually receiving that information. And as we receive that information, we start to call that an idea. And we have a new idea in our mind. So if we want to think about making things better in our life, we need to start thinking about how we would make them better and what would that look like and what would I need to get that done. And as you start to raise that level of thinking, then you begin to attract the thoughts that allow that to show up in your life. Now, here's something fascinating about this. Very often you'll hear me say that if a person starts to think about what they want, but they're actually thinking about how it's done, they very much stay stuck. And the reason for that is because the subconscious program that they have in their mind is causing them to think about it from a perspective that they don't have it. And when you think about it from a perspective you don't have it, it's like, it's worse than switching a frequency. It's actually like switching bands. It's like going from AM to FM. It's going from I have this, it's already in the universe, understanding that, to I don't have it, it doesn't exist, and there's no way for me to get it. So even if you were on the same frequency, you would be on a completely different band, and you wouldn't even be able to access the right frequency to be able to bring in what it is that you want. So I want you to think about this very carefully. That's why it's so important that we make a decision. When we make a decision that we're going to manifest a specific result in our life, we literally switch bands, so to speak. We go from not having it and not knowing how to the idea that it must already be here and being receptive to however that's done. So you flip it over. You flip it from one band to another. Now, is it really bands like the band of a radio? Well, not really, but it is completely different. I mean, that's a very good way to articulate it in what's actually happening for it to come into your life, because it's in a totally different realm of existence. When you are focused on what you can't do, what you don't have, what other people are going to think of you, you're on a very low frequency of thought, which is a very low vibration of thought. It's very much down there in the idea of survival. And then all you think about are the things that you need to survive. So to really access a higher frequency, you've got to change bands. You can't stay in the same thought of what your reality is dictating to you, because the only reason your reality is your reality is because you were programmed to experience your reality that way. You have to realize that what you want, what you really desire in your life, is already here at the same time in the same space. If you want to manifest that into your life, you have to let go of the belief in the reality that you're experiencing as the only reality that there is. You have to start to accept the idea that there's another reality in the same time, at the same space, and you can manifest that in your life as being the reality that you're actually living in. So when you start to think about those things, you now start to grab the concept of what you actually need to change in your thinking in order to allow yourself to go to a higher frequency or a higher vibration to tap into the information that is needed to create the new reality that you want. So insofar as that goes, you have that on a what we would call a mental or a psychological or an intellectual level. Now, the idea is, how do we move that then from inside of us, outside of us, into the actual reality that we're living? So this is where the idea of from above, so below, or from above to the lower, which is us. So we're taking higher thoughts that are in the universe, we're bringing them down into our ability to conceive that idea. And then from the ability to conceive that idea, we want that is now in us, we want to take that and manifest it external of ourself so that it becomes the reality that we're actually living in. Once we start to get the idea, the critical piece that we need to understand at this point is that we already have it. We've literally changed at this point what we call our internal world. So prior to that, we're raised and we're thinking about living a mediocre life. We're raised and we're thinking about living a life that is based in survival, about getting from one point to the next and not doing too much damage or experiencing too much rejection or going along to get along or being safe in a job that we're working at or a business that we're in, not taking too many risks. That is the level that we're thinking on. So that manifests that reality. That's the reality that we experience. It's also going to allow you to see the indicators that that reality is true, meaning that you're going to hear about other people who failed. You're going to hear about other people who are rejected. You may experience some of that yourself. You're going to hear about bad things that happen. Oh, don't invest in this, or don't do that, or don't take a chance there because this person or that person or whoever had a bad experience. It's very easy for the world to give you all kinds of feedback in that direction about the what-ifs of life, where things can go wrong. And that then resonates with this idea that we were raised with, that the whole idea is that we don't make mistakes because we learned that in school. We weren't born with that. That's something that we learned. So if you think about when we learned to walk, we didn't give up on walking because we fell down a few times. The inner desire to walk took over our thinking, it took over our action, and we kept pulling ourselves up until our legs got strong enough and we found our balance, and then we had the ability to walk, and then we had the ability to run. And it just kept growing, and we became very proficient at doing that. But as we started to go to school, we would take in knowledge that was outside of us, and we would internalize it. And then the idea was that, could we repeat that knowledge back sufficiently a few weeks later on a test where the teacher would say, this student now knows this knowledge, or they have they've mastered this skill enough to where we'll allow the student to go to the next grade where they can learn more knowledge, you know, higher knowledge. If we did not learn that knowledge, we became part of the breakdown in the system, meaning that we were now the kid in the class that the teacher had to spend more time with. We were now the kid at home where the parents had to spend more time. So we were now imposing on other people's lives, and we're slowing the whole machine down. And what we end up learning is that it's not okay to make those mistakes, because very often kids that are doing below whatever their parents set as an expectation for them or the teacher set as an expectation, they get disciplined for that. Discipline meaning punished, where they can't go to recess or they can't play extracurriculative sports or art or music or whatever it is, or they can't go out and play with their friends. They have to spend their time studying. So studying literally becomes a punishment. The one thing in our life that will allow us to expand our universe more than almost anything else, because it allows us and teaches us how to source and receive knowledge, the ability to study becomes a punishment for many, many children. It was for me also. And I would be bored out of my mind, and I literally would have everything in my life basically taken away until I passed my next report card, which never happened. But the teachers would keep sending me to the next grade anyway, because they couldn't have all these kids hanging behind. So what did we learn there? Well, we learned that the kids that got it pretty easy, they kept moving forward, but anybody that had any difficulty, they became a problem, and then making mistakes became a bigger problem in that person's life. So they were literally taught not to make mistakes. And then that becomes the reality of their life, not to make mistakes. And the truth of that is, is that the only way that we learn is by making mistakes. Because when we attempt to do something, if you've never done it before, the chances are like almost 100% the first time you do it, you're going to get it wrong. The idea is that you look at why you got it wrong, and then you make adjustments until you get it right. It's not that you're wrong as a person, or that you're a bad person because you've done this. It is the process in which all of life learns and corrects and grows to the next stage. So when we're going to take in new information, because we've changed the band and we've changed the frequency and inadvertently we've changed the vibration, and we're taking in higher information from a higher source that will allow us to do more things in our life, we have it on what we call a spiritual or an intellectual level. That means that we have a concept of it, we have an image of it in our mind, we have an idea. Now it's that we need to take that, we need to put it into practice. But if we're worried about making a mistake, we'll be very hesitant to do that. So we need to get to a place where we make it okay for ourselves to actually make an error, to make a mistake, where we welcome it, because it's going to then point to what needs to be changed or fixed or done differently so that we can actually produce the result that we want. And then over a period of time of consistently doing that behavior, we learn to master what anything would be. Nobody picks up an instrument and is a virtuoso the moment that they pick up an instrument. Even somebody who's incredibly gifted at an instrument requires practice that they develop that gift. And they have to learn the fingerings, and they have to learn the chords, and they have to learn the notes, and they have to learn the scales, and they have to understand the rhythm. They have to understand all the components of music in order to be able to create music. And they do that by doing it wrong a lot first, and then progressively getting better as they understand what they did wrong and making slight adjustments and practicing those adjustments until they get to the place where we would say they've mastered that instrument. And that's the way that it is for anything that we do. If you're an actor, you're an actress, it's the same thing. Continuing to cultivate that skill and tapping deeper and deeper into your talent until you become a master at it. And a master, by the way, does not mean that a person does not need to learn anything. What it means is they've mastered the ability to expand their craft or their gift. Not that there's nothing else to learn there. So it could be, it's the same way for an engineer. It's the same way for an auto mechanic. It's the same way for a speaker or a coach. It doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. There's always more to learn. So now if you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to create a business, or you want to change your life, you're taking this idea and you're turning it into an ideal, which is a myriad of different ideas and beliefs, and you're mixing them together to form this ideal of a perfect image or thing that you want to create in your life. And then that's where you make the decision that it's going to happen by accepting the idea that you're going to have a failure here and there, and you're going to make corrections as you go. Now, when we do this, what we're doing is we're moving this internal desire mixed with this image from the inside of us to the outside of us. When we do that, we also have to come from the knowing that everything that we need on a physical plane is going to be there when we need it. And we need to know what is the mindset that we have to create in order to find those things or attract those things as we continue to go. Things being resources, people, opportunities. And that is by this one specific thing. The positive expectation and the consistent expectation that everything that we need is going to show up. So how does a person actually do that? And the way to do that is to be grateful. Gratitude has been said is the emotion and the practice that keeps us connected to our source of supply. It was Wallace Wattles in The Science of Getting Rich that made that statement. Gratitude keeps us connected. Well, what does that mean? What it means is that it's a positive expectant force that is coming from within, going without, basically stating this, that I am now grateful for the thing that is coming into my life that I need to accomplish whatever it is that I'm going to accomplish. In order for us to have that level of gratitude, so you're being grateful for something before it gets to you, that means that you have some understanding of the faith and the knowledge that's already here, that it is, number one, it is here, and that if you do the correct things in the correct order, that those things will actually show up in your life at precisely the right time when you need them. If we go back into looking at our results, and the results indicate that it's not here, it's very easy for us to slip into fear, to slip into worry, to slip into doubt, to slip into resentment, to slip into anger, to slip into all kinds of negative emotions that you will find are very closely attached to fear, survival, ego, what other people think. And when you do that, you just create more of the same in your life. Your thoughts, your thinking is a creative energy that is constantly coming from within, going without, and creating the life that you desire. So as we begin to change that with the positive expectancy, holding the idea of gratitude in our mind, being grateful for everything in our life, even being grateful for the things that go wrong. Because if it wasn't for the experience of something going wrong, we wouldn't be able to work ourselves around within that project or whatever it is to find what is the right thing to do. All of the physical items that were created by human hands, by human beings, went through a testing phase. People would try them. They would have an idea of what they wanted to create, and they would try to create it, and it either worked or it didn't work. If it didn't work, they would ask themselves an intelligent question. Why didn't this work? How do I get this to work? How do I get this thing to do this specific thing that I can see in my mind's eye that I want it to do? And they would try again. They would try it a little bit different, and they would try a little bit different, like Edison with a light bulb, 10,000 tries in order to create the first incandescent light. You know, there were no light bulbs before Edison created that. All we had were gas lamps and candles at the time. So the only place for him to hold that image, to get that image from, had to be from the universe, because it was not something that physically existed. Today, we have a lot of things that physically exist that also cause us to think of other ideas that don't currently exist or other ways of doing things in our mind, which allow us to then tap in at a different band or a higher frequency to be able to create those things in our life. But really the most important thing is that once we understand that we're taking the higher knowledge, bringing it into the lower, which is the physical, because all knowledge moves from a higher to a lower potential and manifests through physical form. So we could say that that's knowledge moving within through physical form. We could say that that's spirit moving within through physical form. And as that begins to happen, we literally begin to change the reality that we're experiencing. That change in the reality then begins to expand our mind. It deepens our belief. It causes us to be able to vision forward further than we've ever gone before, because we're now seeing more and more that we're able to create something from the appearance of nothing because of the way that we're actually changing our thinking. In no way does it mean that we don't do anything with our physical hands. In no way does it mean that these things are created without the science and the physical application of us moving our bodies to do very specific things based on the law of cause and effect to create or change the physical reality that we're actually living in. And that takes discipline. That takes being your word. That takes persistence in that idea for what it is that you're doing. Now, the one of the reasons that people will quit at that stage is because they get tired. And the reason they get tired is because they're using two energies at the same time that are kind of counterbalancing or contradicting each other, I should say. One is the spirit of the win, or the energy of creating something that's magnificent in their life and the excitement and the enthusiasm that goes with that. The other one is the fear of failure, or the fear of never getting there. We really should banish that idea from our mind, the idea of failure or never getting there. It should not be an operating force within us. We should stay in the spirit and the enthusiasm of a thing in order that we will create it in our life. So always remember this. We're moving from a higher to a lower potential and from an inner to an outer. That is exactly how we tap into a higher vibration or different level of frequency to create what we want, and it's how we manifest it in our world so that it becomes our new reality. Take that on, chewing on it for a little while. It'll change your life. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.